I can see, oh Lord.
I can see, I can tell, and I know it's your grace. All my life I will sing your praise.
Oh,
is there,
see how far you brought me. I can see, I can see,
I can see, I can tell,
and I know
it's your grace. All my life I will sing your grace.
Father, we thank you for those testimonies. Thank you for how you took us from Ilorin and all the campuses you give birth to. Thank you so much for Manchester. We give you the praise. We celebrate you. But you chose that city among many cities to be the city that we're going to come into England with. We thank you. We appreciate you. We celebrate you. Cause us celebrate you. Come on. Amen. Let me get started by welcoming the person on the left and the right. Say, you're welcome to church. Please be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. I welcome you to church. You're not here by happenstance or circumstance. God brought you here on a purpose for a purpose. Amen. Let us come how? Let us come how? To the throne of grace. To receive what? To obtain mercy and to find grace to help in time of need. First of all, God does not say come timidly. Why will the writer of Hebrews say we should come boldly? Because people used to come timidly. And this place, the Bible says we should come boldly. Normal worshippers were not allowed to enter that place. Only the high priest were permitted to enter the holiest of all. So right now, when Jesus Christ died, the curtain dividing people tore from top to bottom, telling you the order is from above. That we may obtain mercy. May I quickly tell you, because I don't have time this morning, that in the Old Testament, it was called mercy. In the New Testament, it's called grace. If you don't understand that, you will not know what God is doing. So what you call in the New Testament as the throne of grace, you can call it the throne of mercy. The Bible says God wanted to destroy the whole earth, but Noah found grace or mercy in the sight of God. So mercy is not just for forgiveness of sin, even though Bible make references to that a lot. But mercy is about exemption. Is when God looks at you and deals with you favorably. I pray for somebody who is watching me. God will deal with you favorably.
Amen.
God will deal with you favorably.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I remember when I just gave my life to Christ, I used to pray, Jesus, Rapakasat. All those things, if it's not the Holy Ghost that is moving you, if you are the one moving yourself, energy do not change anything. It's mercy that changes things. I'm not saying God doesn't move people to pray like that, but believe me, all those things, you picked it up from someone. I know that the zealous or the fervent effective prayer of a righteous man, according to James 5:16, makes tremendous power available and is dynamic in its working. So your prayer don't have to be watered down. You don't kneel down to be telling the devil, using your dominion on the devil. I understand that. But anything you do in the flesh will not pass the ceiling. You notice that when a preacher is preaching or a song is going on, somebody dances out. If it's not of the spirit, you will know. If it's of the spirit, if it's not of the spirit, the person will be distracted. If it's of the spirit, you will know. It will flow with what is going on. Who says hallelujah to that? So many years ago, I noticed that I used to add, you know, myself out of zeal. There's a zeal without knowledge. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is that what gives things to God, what makes things carry weight in the spirit is mercy. That's just all I want to say to you. And I hope you don't get me wrong when I tell you to shout in the place of prayer. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, are you getting something? The Bible says, therefore, we have this ministry. Diakonos is the word for ministry in the Greek. We have this service as we have received mercy. I thank God for Paul. He says, God has counted me faithful, put him in ministry. I wasn't faithful. He counted. The Greek says I counted. He counted me faithful, put him in ministry. So we don't lose heart. If you heard that something bad happened, we don't lose heart. Because why? We receive mercy. That's why we're in ministry. But I'm not a pastor. You are in ministry. Whatever God has asked you to do, you are in ministry. Whatever you're doing to help people, to serve the kingdom of God, God has made you receive mercy. And he put you in ministry. Therefore, you don't lose heart. Your intelligence is not enough when it comes to mercy, even though intelligence is not bad. I love intelligent people, but God had ordained in such a way that you need mercy to get to where he has ordained for you. I know I'm saying many things that you're not getting yet, but if you follow me, you will soon get it. So you may be intelligent, you may have promotion at work, you may be the boss at work. Those things are not enough. What makes you stand out? What makes you do something that others have not done in your industry is not your gift. It's the mercy of God. I'm telling you the truth. Unbelievers also have what they do in the other way. There's no natural person. There's nobody sitting on the fence. It's either you have a God or Satan. In Proverbs 21, verse 31, Proverbs 21, verse 31, the horse is prepared for the day of the battle, but safety is of the Lord. We have a right to prepare a horse for the battle, but at the end of the day, safety is of the Lord. Did you hear that? Don't trust in anything you have. Those things will get you stranded. There's nobody here that is not above 20. At least most of us, we are above 20. We've tried all sorts. But the problem is you're not learning from your past. You are stranded. You've tried to do your way, but you're stranded. Why does God exist? The first thing I told you when I started to share this is that God was not made for you. You were the one made for God. He said, these people are formed for myself. They shall give me praise. Your life shall give God praise. What is mercy? It's a divine favorable disposition of God endorsing a man. When I sat down there and I was listening to testimonies, that couple from the UK, never seen them before. Never seen them. But you could see while the woman was talking that she believed in me. She believed in what I said. I didn't get home the day I said, somebody would do Christmas with a baby in a womb, and I go to my. They said, this food, you're going to eat pounded yam this Sunday. I said, no. I need to pray for 1 hour. I said something in church on Sunday. I need to make sure it comes to pass. No. It came to pass by mercy. Have you heard testimony that, pastor said this on Tuesday, and on Friday we are sharing the testimony. On Sunday we are sharing it's mercy. If you ask the person who said it, they didn't do anything apart from saying it. Yes, I've taught your mouth to the coals from your altar. Yes, I know you prayed before the service. Yes, all of that. Anybody can do that. People do more than that. People don't even talk to people. People walk to the state like this. And at the end of the day, nothing happens. People that go on the internet, they say they are anointed. If you are talking about being anointed too much, you're not anointed. Your results should explain what you carry. I'm sure you've done exams with people before and you didn't open their brain. But their result probably was 90%. Yours was 50%. You say, that girl has brain. No, did he open her brain? No. The invisible attribute was explained by the physical thing that she did. Did you understand what I'm saying? I saw an advert of somebody who is a preacher in a church. And I said, wow, glory be to God. But I know the pastor. I said, how was the session? He said, honestly, I didn't see why they are shouting this person because we didn't gain anything out of the message. I said, please, I won't have that conversation. But it happens. Some people know how to do adverts, but when you sit in their meeting, you don't gain anything. And perception is everything. Amen. In Exodus chapter number 25, I've harassed you with this scripture for weeks that I'm going to explain it. In verse 16, Exodus 25, this is the making of the Ark of Covenant. Again, let me say this. I see a lot of preachers on several TV stations. They want to carry the Ark of Covenant. They want to blow the trumpet. When the real me has come and you're looking at the picture, something is wrong. There must be something wrong with your brain. The real me has come, but you are looking at the picture. Once in a while, you can look whether this man is photogenic, but you keep the picture and look at the real man. But if you are looking at the picture, something is wrong somewhere. So you don't need to know the technicalities, how to build an ark. You don't need, because in the New Testament, you are the ark. Are you following what I'm saying? In verse 16, you know, God had told Moses, make sure you build according to the pattern. Why? Because the ark of testimony was built somewhere. This was a replica of it. And you shall put in the ark the testimony, which I will give you. Please don't forget, is the testimony the Lord will give you that you must put in the ark, not the one you figured out. The problem with a lot of Christians is they just feel this thing is trendy. That's what I want to do. I'm sorry to use this example. It's not everybody that has done jackpa that God has asked to jackpa. In case you don't know about jackpa, I heard it 2 hours. It was fascinating to me. It means you travel and not to return to Nigeria. Amen. I love the word jackpa. You just tell them at the embassy you are traveling for 6 months. And you had the plans, you are not returning. That's another level. It's a testimony that I will give you. So as a pastor, I see people come here, they tell me, God has sent me to Abuja. And I said, I should come and see you. You've done well. That's according to scriptures. Where has God sent you? Nobody mentions Maraba, Lugbe. They say Asokoro. In case you are listening to me for the first time or you don't know Nigeria, Asokoro is where you have all the countries represented. It's 2 minutes from here. Amen. They say Guzape. I said, wow. God must have called you. It's just a figment of your imagination. A lot of them. A lot, not all. Is the testimony that God has given you, you must put in the ark. Some are associate pastors, but their wife called them. They want to be, because their wife wants to be Gio's wife. Or their mother, or their grandfather. I love it. There's a church in this city I relate to their pastor. Their members see people off. If you leave the church, they will see you off. When you are settled, they come back. So the pastor told me they will soon come back. I said, how do you know? He said, it happens here all the time. They will see you off. This ministry has existed for 40 years. There are things, no matter how called that person is, will not have until 40 years now. And the members, They are not there to help you. I'm sorry to say this. They need help. So they will come back. So, this is not like where we are coming from. They will come back. In the name of, we saw him off. And we came back. Peter said, those who went out from among us, they were never part of us. So if someone leaves you, don't cry over it. They were never part of you. Someone who's telling you, I want to leave now, has left a year ago or 2 years ago. So why are you praying for me? Their hearts are not in that prayer. So don't bother praying. Just say, I don't own you. God owns you. So praise God. Next. I know you don't like what I've said. I wish I could operate without telling you the truth. So the testimony you must put in ark must be what the Lord has given you, not what you figured out. So we don't discover we don't determine our purpose, we discover it. We don't determine it, we discover it. I feel I would have done very well in business. I'm not saying what God has chosen for me, because David said God will choose my inheritance for me. I'm not saying it is inferior to yours. But I would have done well in maybe politics. I would have done well in other things. But it is what God has chosen for you. I don't know any pastor when I received ministry that was as comfortable as me. But I received it. Because I have understood that you don't determine it, you discover it. The day you start surviving was the day you were born. But the day you started living, exactly, was the day you discovered the reason why you are alive. Please don't get home and say, Lord, reveal yourself to me. Nobody knows everything at the same time. You know in bits and pieces. How do you drive? You stand here and say, oh, because I can only see 300 meters, I'm not going further. No, you see 300 meters, you drive it. When you get there, you see another 300 meters and you drive it. You see another 300 meters, now you drive it. That's how we do. But 300 meters is clear to you. You're not operating with ambiguity. You're not facing that way, it's the south, when you're supposed to face the north. Come on, talk to me. Exodus 25, verse 16. You shall put in the ark of testimony, which I will give to you. Number 17. You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. And 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits shall be its width. Verse 18. And you shall make 2 cherubs of gold, of armored work. You shall make them at 2 ends of the mercy seat. So mercy has a measurement. Hello, somebody. Mercy has a measurement. Believe me. The measurement of the mercy in your life is the measurement of your testimony. The mercy seat covers everything. That's why I told you, go and study it. The reason why that man that tried to save the ark from falling down, Uzzah, died was because mercy seat was not on the ark. It's an external thing. The aspect of your life that you don't invoke mercy, that's the aspect the enemy will penetrate you in. It may be your marriage. It may be your kids. It may be your ministry. It may be anything. It may be your career. Maybe you're paying too much attention to your career and you're neglecting something. That aspect, the enemy will come in. The devil came to Jesus Christ and found nothing in him. Because there's something he ought to use as a ladder to climb into his life. A lot of people, you know, what I'm saying is very sensitive this morning, but it doesn't stop him from saying it. A lot of people will die in the village who have explained to you that God called them. Oh yeah, I'm the president of Nigeria. Do you become president just like that? Go and study history. Go and read biographies. Somebody will first of all be chairman, local woman, or CEO, commissioner, or governor. Do you from a loser mentality become the president? Come on. Even the loser doesn't does not lose in his fantasy. Everybody hopes something great will happen to them. At Igbo joint, they smoke.
It go better.
In case you don't know what Igbo is, it's marijuana. It go better. Everybody hopes something will happen. But what will happen? The counsel of the Lord that shall stand. The counsel of the Lord shall stand. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I said, praise God.
Hallelujah.
The length of the promise of the testimony that God has given to you should be the length of the mercy. So they look at you and say, how far can he go? How far can she go? Oh, 40%. No. I have to add mercy for her to go 100%. Because in her lifetime, she can't do what I've asked her to do. Needs mercy to be able to do what I've asked her to do, what I've asked him to do. Come on, talk to me. Did it not shock you that I've never been to Manchester in my life? And I've been to the UK, I can, countless times. There was a time I was going every month, every 3 weeks to the UK because my children were there. But I've never been to Manchester for any reason. That is the place God has asked us to start a church. Have you heard it before? I've been a pastor full time for 23 years. I've never heard that they did an inauguration and you did it from Nigeria. Who does that? And you saw people there. Who does that? Why? Because I'm not the doer of those things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This template is different. Come on, talk to me. Somebody shout mercy. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Why are you frustrated? Because you know you are gifted. Now, I need to say this. The promise is not casual. Numbers 23:23. He that has promised you is not a man that should lie. Or a son of man that should repent. He doesn't lie. He doesn't lie. Why is it that the promise of God has not come to pass? Many years ago, I used to think if God has said it, it should come to pass. He's not a man. If he has said it, it should come to pass. It's not true. Let me quickly show you something that is on my note. Maybe I should have showed you on Tuesday, but let me quickly show you. In Hebrews 5:4, let me read 3 verses to you. No man takes this honor to himself, but he who was called by God, not by his grandfather, by God, like Aaron was called. Verse 5. So also, someone say so also. Oh, come on. I'm preaching better than your response. Say so also. Christ did not glorify himself to become the high priest. But it was he who said to him, he was minding his business. You are my son. Today I begotten you. So he existed before he was begotten. Okay, let's read on. I will exegete properly. As he also says in another place, he's quoting scriptures. You are a priest forever according to the order of men. That's a level, another level. Verse 7. Who are they talking about? Jesus Christ. In those days of his flesh. So he's alive now. But when he was on earth, he offered the prayers and supplication with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his godly fear. What does that mean? What did I read to you? Jesus had to depend on mercy for everything he did. Okay, when he woke up early in the morning to go and pray, was he praying against demons? Was he praying that, today, if I go out, Father, please let there be miracles? Was that what he was praying about? No. He prayed vehemently with cries and with tears to him who is able to save him. And God heard him. Because, despite the word that was spoken to him, he was humbled. Let me tell you something. If you think you've heard God and you are proud, you've not heard God. He's not the God that I read about that you've heard. Come on, talk to me. When Isaiah, he's been a prophet before. They said the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Are you bored? I said, woe is me. Go away. What did Peter say? He said, go away from me for I am a sinful man. If you don't say that, if you don't have that disposition, you've not met God. The more you know God, the more humble you're going to be. I'm going to exit this later, maybe on Tuesday, if God permits me. Are you getting something? So we are now in Exodus 25, verse, I read 17 to you. Let's go to verse 18 and 19. Let's go to 19 because of time. Make one cherub at one end and the other at the other end. I spoke to you about the length, the breadth. When you multiply length and breadth together, what do you get? Area. So there's an area of mercy. There's an area. And the cherub shall stretch out their wings above and covering the mercy. Everything's about mercy. Everything's about mercy. I wish I had time. 21. Quickly, I'm going to 22. You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark. So the ark is on the mercy seat. And put the testimony that I will give to you into the ark. In the ark, you shall put the testimony that will, not the one you figured out, the one I gave to you. So on top of every testimony must be a seat of mercy. Believe me, this is a replica of what was in heaven. I will read something to you very soon. If the testimony you have, mercy is not over it, you've not started. You can die without seeing what God has said, yet it's not a lie. I hope you remember that what God told Abraham to do, the city he told him to go, it was his father that was first of all called. That man could not proceed. He could not proceed. Go and read it. Genesis 11, last verse. You will see that the father of Abraham was called Terah. He lived 200 years and he died in Haran. But he was going to Canaan. Those things that God said to Abraham, it was Terah. He first of all said it. Will you lie to me that what God has asked you to do, he has not told your mother or your father? You are lying to me. Or what God has asked you to do, he has not told someone else? You are the first he will tell? You are lying to me. You are lying to me. Talk to me, somebody. Maybe he didn't train in those days to be a pastor, to be what God has called you to do. That's why your parents didn't do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On top of the promise must be a mercy seat. That's why you are gifted. That's why you can speak English, you can market, but you don't have a result. You are struggling on a spot because mercy is not in place. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You'll be intelligent. You'll be swift. You'll be gifted. You'll be strong. You'll be mighty. But you will have mercy. Let me read 22 to you. Exodus 25, 22. And there I will meet you. Where? You know now. And I will speak with you from above the mercy seat. I will never talk to you, except there's mercy. Never. Never. So in case you're here, say, thank you, Jesus. God spoke to me. I don't hear God like that. There's no mercy in place. Even though every born-again Christian, you've received mercy. But is he activated in your life? Are you walking in it? Are you allowing mercy to prevail over judgment? Or pride is prevailing? The Bible says from between the cherubs, which are in the ark of the testimony, about everything which I give to you in the commandment of the children of Israel. I will later talk about that. But God wants to talk to you from the standpoint of mercy. Again, those promises are valid. But if they are not coming to pass, mercy is not in place. In Matthew 18:18, I want to read the Amplified to you because of time. Matthew 18:18, the Amplified. Truly I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth. So you must forbid some things on earth. You must declare some things improper. Some things must be declared unlawful. Must be what has already been forbidden in heaven. Okay? You must line up with what your home government says. You don't sit down and say, well, I don't like this, I don't like that, I like this. No, no, no. What you must declare unlawful and improper must be what your own government has declared improper. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? In 1 Samuel 17, verse 15, are you getting something? Or you left the auditorium? I see you have some minutes, so I will just use the minutes very well. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone. Who goes to war with a sling and a stone? And you're not fighting normal people. Goliath. Goliath that all the army for 40 days, not 2 days, not 3 days, 40 days ran away from. He never fought any battle. Just coming out, seeing him alone, they were terrified for 40 days with a sling. Catapult, that's the meaning of sling, in case you don't understand. Catapult and a stone. What do you do to your guard? Say, hey, okay, you are here, we're employing you now. Huh? What do you have? Say, I have catapult. You laugh, the catapult. What will you do with the catapult? What will catapult do, or a sling, do with an Amrabah that carries AK-47? What will he do? He struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. He cut off his head, but there was no sword in his hand. The Bible doesn't say he didn't use sword. He didn't have it. Mercy took over his life. Let me tell you, if David were to contest an election, he would have lost. His father wouldn't have voted for him. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. What you don't have, receive from the Lord. Do exploit that is beyond you. Do exploit that is beyond you. If you believe it, shout hallelujah like fire. Psalm 33 verse 16. I want to read 16 and 17 to you. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. But where's your confidence? I had 2-1 in school. Where's your confidence? My uncle is rich. When I came to Abuja, Abuja was strange to me because everybody wanted to tell me a story how they do makeup for the president's wife, how I cough in Greek. Everybody wanted to say things. And you look at yourself and say, ha, I don't know anybody. I don't have any leg. How long is the leg of God? If he sits in heaven and the earth is his footstool. How big is his nose if he blasted the Red Sea and the Red Sea parted into two? What are you telling me? Am I against you knowing people? No. Am I against God giving you the gift of men? No. But if you don't have people, God can say, tell you, I'm giving you the city. You can enter a city and those you met there will be asking you, how do you do it? That's the dimension I'm telling you. Somebody shout mercy. Mercy. No king. I'm not saying some king. No, no one. If they will tell you the truth, is saved by multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. Anybody that is mighty, let them tell you the truth. They are not saved by great strength. People that were in debt, discontented, people that were abandoned, they joined David. They were fighting 3D. One person will kill 21,000. One person killed one day. His sword, spark. Come on, talk to me. Ask David, he will tell you, it's not me. It's not me. In Psalm 147, verse 10. Psalm 147, verse 10. I want to read 10 and 11 to you. It does not delight in the strength of the horse. So you can sit down there and have a mindset. You can even be angry and walk out and say, I thought it was a good church. But I'm showing you many scriptures more than I'm talking. He does not have delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. Come on, talk to me. Verse 11, what does it take pleasure in? The Lord takes pleasure in those, number one, who fear him, reverential love for him, in those who hope in his mercy. Did you hear that? I'm brilliant. I have a good job. I have a good congregation, but I still trust in the mercy of God. Come on, talk to me. Job 5, I've always read 22 to you, but I'm reading verse 11 right now. Job 5, 11. Are you getting something? Are you getting something? He sets on high those who are what? Lowly. And those who mourn, he lifted to safety. I'm reading to verse 14, verse 12. He frustrates the device of the crafty. Somebody who thinks he's smart, he frustrates it. So that their hands are not able to carry out their plans. I budgeted that my next year, I should have saved this money. It's not coming forth. You didn't involve God. I budgeted by half of next year, I should be married. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not preaching the Nigerian gospel. I'm reading to you from the Bible. We don't have a different Bible. In verse 14, because of that. Okay, let's read 13. It catches the wise in their craftiness. You know, I've been warning you for the past 5 weeks. Don't be wise in your own eyes. It catches the wise in their own craftiness. And counsel of the cunning comes quickly upon them. Verse 14. They meet with darkness in daytime. They grope at noontime as though they were in the night. That will not be your story. So please, stop saying, I know that sister. She comes every time. She comes to DPE. You don't know about yourself, let alone about somebody else. So focus on yourself. Amen, somebody. Amen. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 37. I'm going to close right now because of time. I'm targeting 11. I want to read two verses to you. Who is he who speaks and comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Who is that person? Let the person raise up his hand. Nobody. Awolumate. Huh? You enter a city and you are not ashamed. You first of all find out where the Lord put his leg. If you put your leg there, you will not be ashamed. Come on, talk to me. Anybody speaks, it comes to pass. Ha, that person is anointed. God is not anointed. I hope you know that. Anointed means you rub something on something. Who rubs something on God? God is sovereign. He rubbed what he rubbed on you. So you must listen to him or else it will not work again. Come on, talk to me. Verse 38, because of time. Is it not from the mouth of the Most High that woe and well-being proceed? Is it not from his mouth? Therefore, in the name of Jesus, you're not operating your strength anymore. You're not operating your strength anymore. Your days of struggles are over. Can I have a receiving amen, somebody? Mercy will speak for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are some things the Bible does not teach. Believing in yourself is not in the Bible. If it's in the Bible, please send me email or send church email. It says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. This is very strange on earth. It's not a popular message, but it's the truth. You see, when you want to do a local exams, it is what your teacher teaches you that will come up. But if it's an external exam, you have to find out what the syllabus says. The syllabus says, I can do all things through Christ, not believing in yourself. A lot of people in the 21st century even worship their bodies. It's not scriptural. Anything that replaces God is not of God. Amen, somebody. Do I believe in exercise? Yeah, I do every day to the glory of God. Let me give you the last scripture before I start praying for you. Ephesians 1:11. The Bible says, in him also we have obtained an inheritance. I'm being predestined according to the purpose of him, not your own. Who works some things according to the counsel of his will. This is where the problem is from. You want to do your own thing and work out. But you didn't make yourself. You're not a cosmic being in the ozone. Somebody put you here. Your parents don't even own you. They are custodians of you. Who owns you? God. Therefore, as you begin from today to align with the reason why I made you, may you have exponential results. May you have exponential results. May you have exponential results. May mercy speak up for you. May mercy distinguish you and your family. May your result not be ordinary. May your siblings look at you. Even there's somebody here you've been thinking, I do normal things people do. I'm not even as gifted as my brother or my sister, but things are working for me. May mercy distinguish you. May he speak up for you. If you believe, let me hear your email like thunder. Somebody said to me, pray for me. I said, I'll pray for you, but why are you saying? I said, because God hears you. It's from experience. The person has known me for more than 20 years. Do I do what some people do? I've even told God, God, why don't you use this person in my family? Why does you use that person? Why me? The same thing for you. This is not unique to me. What God has asked you to do, there's somebody I went to dedicate the office. I kept quiet because what the person was saying, I didn't know it. In that area, the person is a guru. I pray in the name of Jesus, mercy will speak up for you. You will not remain the same. Your life will not be ordinary. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Where you are, whether you're sitting or standing, pray in tongues for a minute. For a minute. Whoever prays in tongues, the Bible says you're speaking mysteries to God. The Bible says you're building yourself up like an edifice, praying the Holy Ghost. That's what the Bible says. Kare baba baba, kasatari baba kashitari. Invoke mercy. Now you've started praying in tongues, praying understanding. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 10, this is the conclusion of the matter. I will pray in tongues and I will pray in understanding. Begin to invoke mercy. It's yours already. Is that work in your life already? Is in your life already? Begin to invoke mercy upon your life. Say, Jesus, any way I've taken the glory, take it. It belongs to you. Pray in understanding if you can. Mercy in my business. Mercy in my career. Try it. Instead of bragging, I've been in the Lord for 40 years. Invoke mercy. Invoke mercy. Mercy on your ministry. Mercy on the work of your hand. I have results. You can have more. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. A pastor came to me yesterday and shared a testimony in church with me. said a word of prophecy came from this church. Came all the way from Warren. He said he got home and prayed about it with his wife. He said somebody close to them just picked up their baby. And a stray bullet entered the roof and hit that spot. And he just picked the baby. That's mercy. That's mercy. That's mercy. In case you don't understand what I'm talking about. I heard a story from Bishop Oyedepo. He was playing with his friends on the field. And a guy threw a javelin from somewhere. And he entered the boy and came out from his back. That boy didn't do anything. It could have been him. Where would he have put Winner's Chapel today? You know, I told someone to carry me many years ago to Goshen. But I thought Goshen was Karu because I've never been to that area before. The person took me to Winner's Chapel Karu. When we looked up, I said, no, this doesn't look like the place. But it was a 10,000 seater. By the time we got to Goshen, it was maybe 20 minutes drive. 10,000 seater. Another place there, maybe 25,000 or 30,000 seater. It's the mercy of God. Somebody can sit and say, I don't even understand the Edekbo. Yeah. A preacher is a simple man. Is it supposed to be hard? No. Is it supposed to be hard? Show me the teaching of Jesus Christ. Was it hard? He told stories. Oh, when I just started preaching, I will confuse myself and confuse the people and come back. And 2 hours, I'm still preaching. I had raves. I'll preach and jump on the seat and I was so excited for myself. People say, your church is growing and your message is simple. Is it supposed to be hard? People have Bibles in their home. They will come to the church, I'll make it harder. Listen, I've been a pastor for 23 years. I notice those who can preach very well that impress us as pastors don't have big churches. There are messages that impress pastors. There are messages that impress members. That's why you see me, I turn from one to another. If you're not enjoying me, they will enjoy. Praise God. Somebody shout mercy.
Mercy.
I had a story from Bishop Oyedepo too. He was teaching on praise. A boy was sleeping in his class when he was like 10 years old. That boy was beside him. The teacher said to himself, this boy is sleeping in my class. I will cane this boy. Go and look for cane for me. They brought the cane. But to cane the child, let's first of all wake the child. The boy was dead. And he said something I will never forget. Death bypassed me. I went to the boy. Somebody shout mercy. Therefore, one more time before I give a call. Thank God for the mercy upon your life. Let me tell you what the Bible says. It is because of his mercy that we're not consumed. Things you've been through, I tell you, people have not gone through half. And there are no more today. Go ahead and thank God for mercy. Return with a loud voice like that foreigner. Return with a loud voice. Don't let your prayers go down. Don't let it go down. Return with a loud voice. It is because of his mercy that we're not consumed. For his mercy do not fail. They are new every morning. Lamentations 3:22 and 23. Come on, go ahead. Go ahead. In Jesus' precious name we pray it. You are here today, you are not born again. Or you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, or you've had before, but it went back. Anybody that laughs at you don't belong to us. Because over one soul, there's joy in heaven. So somebody who's pity looking at you. Ha, you came out. It's possible you didn't plan to come out today. But you didn't also plan to hear what you heard today. There are different kinds of doctor. There are neurosurgeons, ENT, several stuff. So it is that we have different types of pastors. Not all pastors are called. That you will come out and not remain the same. Maybe you don't belong to this church. Maybe you are here for the first time. I am a recipient of mercy. John, do you know the meaning of John? Joanan, a recipient of grace. That's me for you. It's not just a mistake that I said, if anybody doubts your grace, tell them to come to Koza. If anybody doubts your mercy, tell them to come to me. It's not just from the surface I compose that song. It's from my heart. And what you don't have, you can't give. Therefore, I want to invite you. Please, it's a serious call. We don't have time. Tap your neighbor, tell them, can I come out with you? I know it's a long walk. Don't wait for anybody. Keep coming. Keep coming. I want to pray for you. Keep coming. Keep coming. You may be the only person. Just come. Stand with them if you believe it. Stand with them. Stand with them. Hallelujah. Go ahead and receive Jesus. Anybody coming again? In all the campuses. Come, 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 come.
You and I, Jesus.
You are the man.
You are all the battle.
Holy.
You are all the battle. Holy. You are all the battle. Holy. You are all the battle. Holy. You are all.
Are you clapping for Jesus? He will do more if you clap for him. I know him. If you clap for him, he will do more. Please stand with them if you say you're going to stand with them. Do what you promised. Are you coming? Don't tell me it's not working. All over this place. In all the campuses. Are you coming? You know something? If you're clapping for others to come forward, and you ought to be forward, who are you deceiving? Yourself. Are you coming? Come, come, come. You believe God, that's why you're out. Nobody. In fact, there are people that planned not to come out, or you didn't plan to come out. But you're out. There are people that it was when they got here that they realized that, oh, I'm out. It happened to me. I even composed a song that every Sunday, Naim, you be born again. You do, I'm so the thing tire you. But they assure you that if you come to him today, you know they tire.
Hallelujah.
Your neighbor may be tired, your brother may be tired, your sister may be tired, but God is not tired. If you are here today, you came out for the mercy of God to start walking in your life. The devil knows that if you give your life to Christ, he can't do anything anymore in your life. If you are the type that when you are sleeping, you say, shout, Jesus, something will hold your voice. If mercy is in place, they want to press you, they will fall. The Bible says, the Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength, the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies and my foes came to my flesh, they stumbled. I was sleeping. They just moved near me. They stumbled and they fell. That will be your story from today. Yeah. How are you supposed to enter into this? Say out of your mouth. No matter how bad what you've done has been, say out of your mouth. That's why God pays me. To tell you the good news. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah said, who shall believe this report? Or to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed? I just revealed the arm of the Lord to you right now. Amen. Now I'm going to encourage everyone to say it with you. You have a choice. To make up your mind to say what I say. I'm not leading you to pray because I can't be an intermediary. Right now you have access to God. But I'm just guiding you to know what to say. Is that okay? Let us join them. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on, that's not everybody. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I heard your word. And I believed your word. Today, I confess Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior. I believe he came in the flesh. I believe he died on the cross. I believe that on the third day, he was raised from the dead. I believe that he's seated right now at the right hand of the Father. I believe he's coming back as a soon coming king. Therefore, everything Jesus did by his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, I receive today into my human spirit. I have the gift of eternal life. From today, I'm born again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Come on, let's celebrate Jesus if you believe it. That's what God said I should do. Let me pray for you, Father. I have bragged on you that you love the world so much you sent your son. That whosoever believe in your son should not perish, should not be separated from you, but have a noise Zoe. I pray in the name of Jesus, if anyone is sick in their body, if anyone is appointed unto death, if anyone have death hovering over them, let your mercy speak right now. Amen. Let your mercy speak right now. Amen. Let the old stop, let the new start. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name.